Well, Liam, that was so, so close. You must have almost thought you'd done that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that from the start we had from 6 for 3 to get within, you know, one boundary of winning the game or tying the game was a great effort. Yeah, it's actually very disappointing not to get over the line when you get that close.
I mean, huge pressure on that last ball, wasn't it? I mean, you still needed it at 6 to actually win the game outright. A 4 would have tied it.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I need to get a boundary. To be fair to Mitch, he bowled a pretty good Yorker. So fair play to him, but yeah, that's 2020 cricket.
Yeah. I mean, you got to the last over, a couple of boundaries in that last over. You must have thought, well, we might just do this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, needing, I think, 15 or 16 off the last over from, as I said, from being 6 for 3 or whatever it was, you know, we're well in the game. But as I said, I think that's the way it's going for us at the minute. I think, you know, we haven't quite got that, you know, winning formula. And we've been very close, but, you know, it will turn quickly, hopefully.
I mean, 6 for 3, but you came in at 50 for 4. I mean, it still looked a lost cause even at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you still got to stay positive. There's no point in 2020, you know, not backing yourself in just looking to hit ones all the time. We had to score at 10, 11 and over. So you have to keep up with the rate. Thankfully, you know, I came in the power play. It was a little bit easier to do that, just hitting good shots. I felt I played well, but obviously very disappointed not to win the game.
I mean, did you feel good the whole way? Because you started really nicely. I mean, there was some lovely cover drives or some lovely shots, almost 4-day shots, which we will find the boundary. You started so well.
Yeah, no, it was nice. I mean, it's always nice to bat in the power play with only two people out. I think as the innings went on, I think we got ourselves back into the game where we only probably needed 9 and over for a bit, so we decided just to bat a little bit of time to give ourselves a chance to take it deep, which is what we did, but, you know, 16 off the last over, couldn't quite do it.
Yeah, great support from Lewis and from Tom Allsop there.
Yeah, definitely, you know, it was two good partnerships then, also Birgit at the end. You know, it's hard, it's, you know, coming down the order isn't easy. So you're always under consistent pressure, but as I said, 11 games left, and I think if you win 7 of those games, you're probably going to qualify.
Yeah. I know it's an explosive batting order at the top, isn't it, really? But that's 2 games out of 3 now where it's been horrendous starts.
No, without a doubt. But I think if you look at some of the dismissals, I think 2020 cricket is so much about luck. Some nights that you hit fielders, you know, like Munna's one straight to square leg. Another day, that's a yard either side and that's 4. But that's the way it's going at the minute. And I think everyone knows that. Everyone understands 2020 cricket. Realises that's how it goes when it's not going for you. Nothing goes to you at all. And at the minute, that's what's happening for us. But you know, we've got 11 games left, and at some point, it will turn for us.
Mm. 210 Kent got. Did that feel quite a big score?
It was a big score, but I mean, you know, with a 55-yard boundary one side, you're always going to be in the game. I think they were pretty clever towards the end with what they did to the bigger boundary. Obviously, slower balls was fairly hard to hit. But credit to them, they've bowled well at the end, and you know, they've got 2 points.
I know when we spoke before the game, you said don't panic too much, and you've just sort of hinted there, but you know, it's 3 defeats in your first 3 matches. You haven't done that before.
No, we haven't done it before. But as I said, if you win 7 games, you're probably through. So it's a long competition, this. Obviously, we want to be winning games, but you know, 11 games to go, and don't get me wrong, everyone in that change room wants to win. We're trying our hardest, but 2020 cricket is like that. So when it doesn't go for you, nothing goes for you.